Welcome, guys. Welcome, everyone, to season two of Jesus Freak podcast. So you may be noticing there's a bit of changes when it comes to our audio and just the way that we're presenting the show to you, because we're always trying to make things a little bit bigger and better, not necessarily so that you can say, oh, it's a lot better, but really and truly because we really want to push our reach of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, to every tribe, to every tongue, because that is what we have been commanded to do. That is our great commission. And guys, you know, if you missed out on season one, I implore you to ensure that you sit down, download your episodes, send your episodes to your friends, and ensure that you generate Christian-based conversations. There's so many things for us to talk about because the world has gotten so modern in us. There's so many gray areas, but the Bible clears up those gray areas for us. And on Jesus Freak Podcast, we are not afraid to pick apart, to read his word, to pray, to speak in tongues, to talk about things like pedophilia, to talk about things like suicide. We're going to talk about it because we live in this life and we need to know how to navigate through it. But in this season too, I'm going to take us a bit deeper because you can almost like sense that we are being called to go deeper, can't you? And God really and truly has led me into us just really picking apart the Great Commission. It's really easy for us to assume that we know what God meant in Matthew 28 and Mark 16 when he said to go out to all the world and to preach and to tell each other about him. We say, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, we know that. I know you know that because I told you that in the last episode, and I know you read your word, but are you doing it? So I went to church yesterday and there was this amazing pastor. He was really talking about discipleship and he was saying, we don't really talk about that a lot anymore. And that's a really sad truth. We are kingdom worshipers. We are kingdom advancers, but we're not speaking about discipleship. We're not speaking about going out and speaking and telling the world about Jesus Christ. Then we're missing something, you know, and this is where we are going to be pushing in this season about to just open up and ask God to give us the capacity to bear more. There's so much more God wants to give unto us, but we have to ask God to increase our capacity. And that's a really nice prayer point there for you. So talking about prayer, you know, we don't do nothing without the Holy Ghost because that is just going to be rendered futile and ain't nobody got time for that. So everyone close your eyes and let's just welcome the Holy Spirit into these airways. Holy Spirit, you know why you change the direction of things and I go according to your calling. You know, this is not the first time, not the second time that I'm doing this, but Lord, despite whatever it takes, we are going to do what we need to do so that your sound will effectively go forth without obstruction, without interference, and that it would produce fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. So just giving a little backstory, right? I was on this other podcast platform that I actually pay for, and it's just not cutting it. It's just not, you know, and I had to spend the past 2 to 3 hours basically shifting, like totally shifting the plan that I had on this platform to another platform. And I'm there and I'm just ensuring that I'm not, you know, complaining. I'm just doing what I have to do because I do know God want me to get these podcasts out and I'm going to do it even though something inconvenient may be happening on the other platform. But as I'm sitting here, so I already know what I'm going to tell you because I believe that's what the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you. And while I'm praying, the Holy Spirit is doing something that is so awesome, you know, because now he's saying, draw reference to what just happened. I have all my notes in front of me here. And I'm going to be ad-libbing a bit here because really and truly, it's not my agenda. It's his. It's totally his. So just as I had so many plans to the point that I have a monthly contract with that platform agency in order to get the frequency, to get the sound, to get the messages out, to help advance and evangelize God's kingdom, God had something else in store. something that he considered to be more effective, something that he considered to be more timely for a time such as this. And even though I was a bit peeved at the work that it had to take for me to shift, it is necessary because he says so. And because he is Alpha and Omega, he already knows the beginning and the end. This literally had to happen. So there are things that's been happening in our lives, and we've had plans. This is what I'm going to do in the next 5 years. This is what I'm going to do in the next 10 years. And nothing is wrong with goal setting. It's actually quite good. I'm walking in things that I've planned many years ago. But are we sensitive enough to know when to shift? If the Holy Ghost comes to us and say, quit your job in the morning and I want you to pursue ministry full time because I have called you to do my work as one of my great commissioners, can you do that? And this takes us to where we're going to be talking about today. Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, is normally spoken about in Christian circles about the king who asks God for longer life, and we use that as a prayer point, woohoo! But really and truly, he's not normally seen as this great, valiant king. And it's so funny because the Bible literally has characters like us. I see King Hezekiah very differently from how many people do. If you go to 2 Chronicles verses 29, let me get my Bible out there, girls. Oh. Okay. I'll come here. Yeah. And I've really been picking apart 2 Chronicles. And 2 Chronicles, even though we only see King Hezekiah in this box that we like to create for him, King Hezekiah was actually a really awesome king that did great work, just like Nehemiah, when it comes to restoration. And the Great Commission is about advancing God's kingdom and bringing back, restoring things that have fallen aside as we usher the new shift. You see the connection now. Ain't God good? So take your time and peruse and pray and really study 2 Chronicles 29. But I'm just going to pick out the snippets for us that I really want us to consider when it comes to restoration. So yes, let's go out and tell the world about Jesus Christ. But before we do that, what do we have to do? We have to scale back a bit. Why? Because we have to ensure that firstly, we ourselves are ready to do this work. And this chapter tells us, now it says here in verses 5, hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. So he was actually talking about the physical temple that became desolate and it gathered mud, dust, broken vessels. And it took a really long time. I think it was eight days. They took 8 days in order to clean out the temple. That's to tell you how much rubble built up over that time. And it's really important that we understand that even though there may not be a physical temple for us to go and clean out the rubbish of, that we have one that God placed within us, our hearts, our soul. Before we can talk about rebuilding God's kingdom and doing the Great Commission, we have to ensure that our soul and heart is right and postured well to receive from God. Prophesy over your heart and say, dear God, show me the ways and create a new clean heart within me so that I can be a vessel that can pour out to your generation and attract others and lead them unto Christ. What I really admire about King Hezekiah is that he obviously came from a mother who obviously knew Christ, because the Bible decided to mention that his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. We all know who Zechariah was. And he did what was right in the sight of God according to all that his father David had done. Now, at the time, you have to understand, when King Hezekiah came on board, there was a lot of madness going on. And if you look around our world, it's not too different. Nations are fighting against nations. Nations that are supposed to be righteous nations have seemingly fallen, and their enemies are seeming to triumph over them. But King Hezekiah knew that the reason why these great nations and his kingdom was failing was because, as we see in verse 6, for our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord and turned their backs on him. Now, let's be honest. I mean, like brutally honest, politically incorrect, honest. Do we think the plagues that have been plaguing this earth recently is as a result of the new altars and the new pagan gods that we've all been worshiping? I'm even talking to us, the Christians. Do you think that what God told us in Deuteronomy, that he will curse us if we fall away from these precepts, do we believe that that's the reason? And if we don't, we have to ask ourselves, why don't we believe? Is it because it's inconvenient? Is it because we think that the Bible is so old school, it's not applying to 2023 and beyond? Newsflash, darling. Jesus Freak Podcast is here to let you know that we all are to blame for some of the social ills that we are currently experiencing. But you know what? By the grace of God, with the input of the Holy Spirit, we can all be part of advancing his kingdom and allowing his glory to shine here on earth, especially in these last days. And how do we do that? We firstly start by sanctifying ourselves. I want us to see that King Hezekiah, and just like you, I am leaving you with a bit of a challenge. We see that King Hezekiah was only one man. You know, the Bible tells us one man can chase 10,000, right? One man did this. He was brave enough to observe that the reason why we had a downfall was because we fell out of love with God. Are you the King Hezekiah in your family? Are you the King Hezekiah in your workplace? Are you the King Hezekiah in your government? Are you the King Hezekiah over your nation? Are you the King Hezekiah over your region? And if you are, what is the first step you have to do? We see here that the first thing that he did in verse 3 is that he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. What this tells us, doorways are places of entry and exit. There are persons who can manage or watchmen over these doors or prayer gates that would allow certain things in and allow certain things out. And that could go even way deeper than I just made it there. But before we start doing our work in the Great Commission, we know, one, our heart posture are to be in alignment with God. And two, we have to watch our gates. Where are our gates? Our gates are our eyes, our gates are our ears, our gates are our mouths. Are we watching? Are we mindful of what we are looking? The things that could come into our spirit through our eye gates? Are we guarding these gates? Are we guarding our mouth gates? Are we saying things like, hey, Papa Jesus, there's real pressure out here, and expecting to live a life of abundance that he said in the Bible is why he came for you and I? Are we listening to negative criticism and constant stories that bring our spirit man down, out of alignment what God wants for us in this season? Our gates, manning our gates, repairing our gates, sanctifying ourselves is key. I am here to encourage you, just like King Hezekiah did. In verses 10, now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you. Darling, God has chosen you. I'm going to say that again. God has chosen you to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. And, you know, verses 12 says, then these Levites arose. Men and women of God, it is our time to cleanse ourselves, to guard our gates, and rise up. I'm here to encourage you, and you are called to encourage others, for us to rise up and advance the agenda of Jesus Christ. So, are you going to help me, guys? Yeah? Thank you for watching another episode of Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak.